Welcome to It Just Means Less, where we talk all things SEC sports. Here are your hosts, Wells Perigin and Jacob Holman.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the It Just Means Less podcast. I'm your host, Wells Perigin, here, as always, with my co-host, Jacob Holman. How are you, Jacob?
Perfect. Everything in life is good. How are you?
Pretty good, you know. It's that time of the year. May is, well, I guess by the time people are listening to this, then we're playing ball on the weekend. May will be here. Season's moving around pretty quickly, and I guess, you know, I think we really, I mean, you can't complain about the way our seasons have been going so far.
No. I mean, both are above 500 in conference play right now through week 7. Can't really complain about that. It's hard to believe that week 8's already here, though. It flies by. It always goes by so fast. And you want it to slow down a little bit, but you know, we're used to our seasons ending here in a couple weeks. But now we're guaranteed a spot in the dangerous city of Hoover.
Well, speaking of Hoover, I was in attendance tonight. Tonight's Tuesday night to watch the Auburn Tigers play the Sanford Bulldogs, and I was thinking as we were walking out, in exactly 3 weeks from tonight, the SEC tournament will have started.
Yeah, it's such an awesome time. I think it's stupid, though, that Missouri is going to get a chance to be in it. Do you know, this is totally off topic. I mean, not necessarily had anything to do with week 8, but do you think that they should have kept the old format?
So I'm trying to, with the old format, 12 teams made it. So you're saying that you think 4 teams should not have made Hoover?
I'm just asking.
I don't think so. Just, you know, the way the series is set up. I mean, if you're that Tuesday game, and let's just say, you know, you go the distance, but you lose one of the first double elimination games, I mean, you're playing 5-6 games. Now, you know, the argument can be made that, hey, you should have won in the regular season, and you wouldn't have to do that. Then you could win, you know, 3 or 4 and be done with it. But I don't know. It's just, I felt with, like, the way, as many games as they were trying to play, and the way the Hoover reign can, just messes up with the schedule the whole way, that it was, I think this is a good format. I mean, it's basically, you know, it was interesting that I think 1 and 4 seed play their respected winners, whoever they get, on Wednesday, and then the 2 and 3 don't play until Thursday. So if you're the 2 or 3, you don't play until Thursday, and then you got, I mean, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So it's just like a weekend series.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing. I was just curious what you thought.
Well, I'm glad that's not the case, because there's, while it's looking pretty favorable for our teams this year, there's definitely some time, going to be a few years down the road, where we're going to be glad that they are making it to Hoover, just so we can have some misery one more time.
Right. I'm just glad that everybody gets a chance, at least, you know, when it's going to be our turn, we're glad that we're going to have the chance. But this past weekend, how about Florida?
Impressive. Yeah. You know, and they won Sunday without Kobe Shelton. First time he hadn't been in the lineup all year, and he had a little wrist injury.
Bama product.
Just the farm system, I guess.
It really is. I mean,
shout out Justin LeBron going to Tennessee next year.
He's going to look great in another uniform, and it's going to be sad. But speaking of LeBron and thinking about Alabama, big sweep, you know, now I'll say, I did say that I felt like Missouri was going to win a game, and then Thursday they come out and go up 5-0, and you know that phrase where you blank a brick? That's kind of what I did. I was sitting there in Sewell Thomas, the Joe, man. I was scared. I can't lie to you. I mean, we should not have to celebrate a go-ahead home run in the 8th against Missouri as hard as I did. So, I mean, it was awesome. I'm glad they swept. I mean, there was really no other outcome that could have happened besides that. And now you're 12-9 going into the last 9. Find a way to go 3-6, 4-5.
4-5 you're hosting.
4-5 you're hosting, exactly. And so I don't think 4-5 is absolutely insane to think about.
No, it's not.
I realistically think Alabama could beat 5-4 in these final nine, I think it's possible. I think the one that the series that scares me the most is Florida to end the year, just because, I mean, Arkansas just went down there. Florida's playing really good ball right now down the stretch, kinda like they did last year. And they've got Alabama's number. So that one's the one that scares me a little bit. But my goal in my head is to find a way to go 1-2-1 in the final 3 series.
1-2-1. I mean, it's definitely obtainable. Is it more likely, do you think it's possible that you could get a sweep and then get swept in one of them.
Oh, I think Florida's going to sweep Alabama.
You've heard it here, folks. You heard it here first, folks.
I genuinely think so. I think if they get swept, it'll definitely be one of the ones on the road. I don't think they'll get swept at home by Georgia, but Georgia's got all the capability to come in here and sweep Alabama next weekend. So I don't know, but I just really, really hope that they find a way to do more than 3-6 in the final nine.
Yeah. And then, you know, Auburn's in the similar boat. They are 11-10. I do think that 15 locks it up for Auburn just because the RPI as of Tuesday night was 4 and your strength of schedule is 1. Like, the metrics suggest that Auburn should be hosting kind of thing. And I think, you know, how analytical heavy the game has gotten when you see that all the time and shifts and all that kind of stuff now. And, you know, lefty on lefty matchups, right? They're all, it's all about analytics kind of thing now. So I think Auburn, and to do that, they had to win the series this weekend against last weekend against Mississippi State. And, you know, come out Friday night, game doesn't start till 9:30 at night. So it was a little late night for us. But, you know, find a way to get the job done. They have to score some late runs. And then Saturday, you just get whacked in the face to start the game. I mean, I'm talking about 4 runs in the first, 6 runs in the third. And next thing you know, you're down 10-1. And, you know, try to crawl back. Just at one point, you had the time run at the plate in the 7th, 11-7, time run. And in Auburn fashion, we grounded into a 6-4-3 double play to lose all the momentum. And they end up scoring a run in the top of the 8th at that point. So we were cooked. And then Sunday, you came out there in kind of the reverse roles. Auburn was able to get up ahead early and just found a way. So, you know, Auburn is the reason that Les Miles got fired at LSU a few years ago, and now they're the reason Chris Lavonis got fired at Mississippi State.
Yeah. Your guy that you've been talking about all year, finally gone. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't necessarily shock me that they were moving on from it. I think the timing of it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean,
to an extent.
I don't know. I don't know which side on the aisle I'll fall on that, because, like, I understand respecting him and letting him get the season out kind of thing. But also, I mean, you got to assume who you're hiring is going to be playing ball all the way up until at least early June. So what kind of advantage do you have unless you hire him just, you know, discreetly early and he recruits under the table for y'all until it becomes public?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because, I mean, when the season ends, you're going to have guys starting into the transfer portal when a lot of the good teams are still playing. So I don't know. Maybe they're trying to get out in front of it, but I mean, it was time. I mean, he was 500 games under – or sorry, not 500 games, 30 games under 500 in conference play since he's won the national championship game. I mean, for State to be, you know, the mecca of college baseball and the blue blood that it is, it wasn't going to get it done.
Yeah, no, I don't think the issue with the letting him go, like with 3 series left, had anything to do with like the respect for him. You know, I think it's more so the team,
mm-hmm.
You know, changing your leadership like that. You know, especially with Ole Miss next weekend and, I mean, Kentucky this weekend. I think you could be looking at one of your candidates coming to Starkville this weekend.
You could. It could be his tryout. It really could be.
You know, he was an assistant coach there for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. I think that what Max Wiener, I think he's a good candidate. Who did you say?
So,
Josh Elander.
Yes, but I saw something today that I don't know if it was on 3 for Mississippi State or if it was D1, was reports that they were not going to go the assistant route. They were going to go get somebody.
Of course they were.
So, I mean, that opens the door for me and John. That opens the door. I mean, I know we don't want to talk about it here, but that opens the door for Rob. I
know who Rob is.
You don't?
No, I have not a clue.
That opens the door for, I mean, you know, I saw a name in State kind of shot it down was Chris Godwin at East Carolina.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they're a little down this year, but they have been dominant and they have been right on the door of Omaha with, you know, some good resources, but not Mississippi State resources. So, I mean, I don't know.
What? I know the one name you've seen thrown around. How likely do you think it is about Tony leaving Notre?
None. Zero. I put it at zero. Now, that doesn't mean that he's not my first call.
Yeah.
I'm going to make him tell me no. But, I mean, you just won the national championship. Tennessee seems to be pouring resources into their program kind of thing. I don't think he's going to be – I don't see him leaving. I think he's going to be a Vol until he decides he's done.
Yeah, that's fair. Just a fun question. Because I know I saw the name thrown around, and, you know, it's a powerhouse, but now you've built a powerhouse. So, yeah, just kind of all that. But you want to go into the power rankings for this week?
Yeah, we can go and jump in there. I guess we can talk last week's records first before we completely get rid of last week. A lot better week for me and Jacob both. I was able to get the game back that I had lost 2 weeks in a row because Texas did beat A&M. And, you know, we didn't really talk about that last weekend, but A&M put a heck of a fight this weekend. They lost 3 1-run ball games kind of thing, and that was the difference between me and Jacob this week. I went 7-1, Jacob went 6-2, and that brings our overall season results to me at 40-16 and Jacob at 37-19.
Yeah, I mean, didn't really hate the A&M pick, and obviously looking at it, it doesn't seem to be a bad pick.
Mm-hmm.
They lost by 3 runs combined all 3 games. So just is what it is. Brutal draw. I think the only game they didn't lead in was Friday, right?
Right. They scored their run in the 7th or 8th off a Texas drop fly ball in the infield.
Had a lot of bases loaded or runners in on first and second strikeouts looking.
Yeah, they had a lot of chances. They just couldn't get it done.
And, you know, that's unfortunate, for me at least. So, works well in your favor. But hopping into these power rankings real quick, 16, going to stay the same. Missouri, 0-21. I think they're probably going to stay there until the season's over. 15, we have State at 7-14. Coming off a series loss at Auburn. And then at 14, we have South Carolina, who's 5-16, coming off of a series loss at Kentucky. And then Kentucky at 13 after winning the series against South Carolina.
Yep. 12 is Oklahoma. Oklahoma's 11-10. They, you know, tough series loss versus Georgia this weekend. They really could have won all 3 games. They won Friday, or it would be the Thursday through Saturday. So they won Thursday, and then Friday they were down like 9-0 and stormed all the way back and lost 10-9. And then it was a really close game on, I guess that'd be Saturday for game 3 kind of thing. But so didn't really want to drop them too far, but they did lose the series, so we dropped them a little bit. Then we bumped Florida up to 11, 8-13 in conference play. Big series win versus Arkansas. Puts them right back in the postseason. Hunt and probably firmly in the picture right now. 10 is A&M at 8-13 as well. We slid them down from 6 from last week just because of the loss versus Texas, although it's hard to fault them for losing to Texas because everybody else in the SEC is doing it this year. And 9 is Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt's 12-9. Kind of 2 ugly losses versus Ole Miss, and then you are able to, you know, beat the crap out of them on Sunday. But a series that me and Jacob both thought they were going to go in there and win, and they just couldn't get it done.
Yeah. 8, Ole Miss, 12-9, winning the series against Vanderbilt. Looked somewhat dominant the first two and then just kind of got dominated in game 3. At 7, we have Alabama, who's 12-9, big series sweep against Missouri, kind of maybe to get back on track after losing 3 straight series. At 6, we have Auburn, who's 11-10. Big series win against Mississippi State at home. Maybe getting the boys ready for a big weekend this weekend against our number five Tennessee, who's 14-7 after losing 3 straight series and dropping to the series to LSU this weekend, winning to the 9th inning of game 1, up 3-0, 2 errors, and, you know, ended up costing the game.
At 4 is Arkansas, 14-7. You know, they've also lost 3 straight series. You know, I wish Auburn and Alabama could look at me like, oh, we've lost 3 straight series and we're still 14-7 in conference play kind of thing. But it just attests to how strong they started off and how good of a ball game they are. You know, they've always found a way to not get swept, and that's the name of the game in this conference right now. So Arkansas at 14-7. 3 is Georgia. You know, got the big series win versus Oklahoma at home. They're tough to beat at home. They swing it really well at home. And because of the teams in front of you lost, we bumped them up to 3. And then 2 is LSU, able to get the series win versus Tennessee. You know, Bear Jones hitting, like you said, that walk-off bomb and like 1:30 in the morning to beat Tennessee on the Saturday morning, I guess you could say. And then 1 is Texas, self-explanatory, 19-2. They are on pace right now to set the if they go, I think it's 9 games left. If they go 8-1, they will break the record for SEC wins in a single season.
Yeah, it's 26 by that Vandy squad, right?
I think it's. Let's see. They lost that Vandy squad lost 3 games. They didn't play one of them. So yes, 26-3.
Yeah. You know, this is totally just looking at it real quick. Georgia's 12-9. 6 of their losses came off sweeps. They got swept at Vandy and then at Texas. You know, if they would have found a way to take one in each of them, they'd be 14-7. But yeah. Yeah, totally off script.
All right. So this week, there's only one Thursday through Saturday game, and that's just because all eyes will be on Fayetteville. You know, 2 or 3 weeks ago, you were thinking this was going to be 1-2. Now it's just number one Texas, 37-5, 19-2, conference play at Arkansas. Arkansas has now dropped to number 11 after being 37-9, 14-7 in conference play. Jacob, who gets the series win?
I think I'm going to go Texas. Go Texas on the road. Would not be shocked to see Arkansas bounce back, especially at home. But I think the difference is going to be the fact they're running into the buzzsaw that is Texas. Texas has lost 2. One of them was at Kentucky. The other one was to LSU. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they have a lot. They have dropped one on the road. And I will say their road schedule, I mean, they went to Kentucky. They went to Missouri.
And to Mississippi State.
So, you know,
joke.
Looking at our power rankings, they have played 13, 15, and 16, and now they're headed into 4. So, you know, maybe it'll be different. I think that environment is going to be insane.
It will be.
Would not be shocked if Arkansas finds a way to take the series, but I'm going to go Texas.
Yeah, I'm going to take Texas as well. It's hard to pick against them right now. It's good as ball. And, you know, they're good, but they're not like the offensive juggernaut that Tennessee was last year. And they're not like the just straight dominant pitching staff that that Tim Corbin had when he had Jack Leiter and Kumar Rocker. But they are a extremely good ball team. They don't beat themselves for the most part, and they are clutch. And that because of that, they just find ways to win, and that translates. So I think you're right. I think Arkansas will probably get one this weekend, but I like Texas to take the series. All right, jumping into the Friday through Sunday series. The first one we have is number 10, Auburn, 31-14, 11-10 in conference play. At number 12, Tennessee. Tennessee is 36-9, 13-8 in conference play. And unfortunately for my Auburn Tigers, I'm going to have to take Tennessee. I don't see Tennessee losing 4 straight series. I think Auburn can go up there and get one. They went up there and got one 2 years ago, which was huge. It was huge for their hosting chances. Now, granted, they got bounced in their own regional after going 0-2 that year, but they still were able to host. So, I think Auburn has a really good chance Friday. I think pitching staff wise, Friday night we can compete with anybody. Now you get to Saturday and Sunday, and it's just throw something at the wall and see what sticks. So because of that, I'm not confident in our bullpen. I'm gonna take Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Tennessee as well. I don't think Tennessee loses 4 straight series. I definitely think the biggest thing is is Auburn going to be able to hit Liam Doyle Friday night?
Mm-hmm.
And then going to the rest of the weekend, Tennessee's bullpen is good, but LSU hit them well, and Auburn swept LSU. So, yeah, just maybe that'll come full circle for you. I hope not.
But, I do.
I'm sure you do, and I know you'll be going for the other orange that night. So, all right, the next series is number 2 LSU, who's 36-9, 14-7 in conference play at Texas A&M, who's 24-19, 8-13 in conference play. Who you got?
Take A&M. Don't know why. You know, LSU just got a huge series win versus Tennessee at home. And before that, they played Alabama at home. So the last time they were on the road was at Auburn, and they got swept. I think A&M is playing good ball despite getting swept last weekend. You know, the pitcher staff was exceptional all 3 games, kind of thing. You give up, but 3-2, 3-6. I mean, you think that's good enough to beat the number 1 team in the country, at least get one. So I like A&M to be in Bluebell Park and get the win versus LSU.
Yeah, I'm going to go LSU on the road. I like it. I like LSU. Oh, I think they're playing really good baseball right now. 4-2 in their last 6. So can't really complain about that conference wise. And, you know, A&M is playing really good ball, but hopefully they'll hang their hat on the fact they just got swept. And then the Bayou Bengals can hopefully go in there and win a series for me. All right. Next series is number 9, Georgia, who's 35-11, 12-9 in conference play, at Missouri, who's 13-30, 0-21 in conference play. I'm going to go Missouri. I mean, Georgia.
I was about to say.
My bad. Georgia. Yeah, no. I will. Yeah, Georgia.
Yeah, I'm going to take Georgia as well. No, not much comments. You know, Missouri, maybe they can start off fast. They've kind of started off. No, that's not right. That's whoever went to them 2 weeks ago, started off fast on them, and they had to come back a little bit. I was going to say they started off fast the last two Fridays and then just got waxed the rest of the weekend. But I don't know. Georgia, by a lot.
You know, most Missouri thing ever happened Thursday night when their starting second baseman. No, it was Friday night. Starting second baseman was he was ruled out because he wasn't on their 30-man roster. And so they started a guy that wasn't even on the roster that travels. I you know, that's technically supposed to be in a forfeit because he's not on the roster. And I talked to one of my friends that works in the – she works with the event staff. And I saw her because she had walked out and handed the roster to the umpire. And I saw her after. She said, well, the SEC offices said that they weren't going to forfeit the game, that they were just going to make it be an out. So, Sankey, just saying.
He's got it against the Tide.
He hates Alabama. I don't think he can hate Alabama more. All right. Next series is Kentucky, who's 25-17, 10-11 in conference play, at Mississippi State, who's 26-19, 7-14 in conference play. I'm going to go State at home. I think State bounce back, but I don't think they sweep.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I'm going to take State, too. You know, they fired Lamontis yesterday, and then they go out there Tuesday night and absolutely put it on Memphis. Now, granted, Memphis is not a good ball club, but they were able to get the job done and, you know, showed a little life. So I expect some of, you know, the Mississippi State folks that were kind of down on Lamontis and ready for him, I think they'll be out in the ballpark this weekend. So all of them? Yeah. I think State will have a decent atmosphere, and they'll be able to play a little free and loose, because now you're just playing with house money, if we're being honest. You're not trying to keep somebody's job and all that. You're just going out there to have fun and try to win as many games as you can. So give me State. All right. Then we have the Tide, number 18 in the country.
Now, come on now.
35-10, 9-12 in conference play, at number 15, Vandy. Vandy is 32-13, 12-9 in conference play. Jacob Holman, are you rocking with the Tide?
I'm not. Vandy. Vandy's going to get it done at home. Yep. But hopefully, Alabama takes one.
Yeah.
That's all I'm asking. That's all I'm asking for this week. One. I'm asking for one. You know, in that way, if I get two, I can't complain.
Mm-hmm.
I can't complain anyway unless they get swept. Then I can complain.
Which one are you most confident in, Saturday?
Yeah, Riley Quick. Most confident in him. Well, I mean, with the way Zane Adams has thrown, though, the past couple of weekends, I mean, he threw well at LSU. He had a good outing at LSU. And then Missouri throws a complete game. Now, it was only 7 innings, but and it's Missouri. But I don't think the series against Missouri could have come in a better time. To be completely honest with you, you lose 3 straight series, you get the bounce back. Now you're at 12 wins, and you know, down the stretch is not necessarily the easiest, but it's also not as tough as it could be. So, you know, maybe get some confidence back, and then head up to Nashville and hopefully win one. That's all I'm asking for.
All right, now we got Florida, 30-16, 8-13 conference play, at South Carolina. South Carolina's 26-20, 5-16. And I'm going to take Florida. You know, Paul Maneri's first year at South Carolina just hasn't gone the way they expected it to. They were able to get one versus Kentucky, but couldn't get able to get the series. And Florida coming in hot after a little confidence booster versus Arkansas. So give me the Gators.
Yeah, I'm going to go Florida on the road as well. I think they get it done. Kevin O'Sullivan's plan. He got his team playing hot down the stretch, and so see what they can get done. Really need to win two. Hopefully you can get three before you go into Texas next weekend.
And then the final series of the weekend is 23, Ole Miss, 31-13, 12-9 in conference play, at number 21, Oklahoma. Oklahoma's 30-13, 11-10 in conference play. Jacob, who are you rocking with?
Oh, man. I don't know. This is tough. I think I'm going to go Sooners at home. Go to Oklahoma at home.
I'm going to go against you. I'm going to open the door. You know, you might go, if you can get two these two this week, you can claw back within one game. I'm going to take Ole Miss. Don't feel too confident in that. Ole Miss is the team that, I take them. I feel good about them. They let me down. And then, I pick against them, and they find a way to win. So, congratulations, Jacob, on getting this one right. But I'm going to roll off Ole Miss.
Yeah. I mean, kind of was a toss-up. Mm-hmm. Just kind of went with the home team on that one.
All right, now we got our sweepers. And last week I was wrong, as in, because Kentucky did not sweep South Carolina, but Jacob was right, and Alabama did sweep Missouri. So now we're both 4-3 on the year. And because he got Missouri, that means I get to take Missouri this week. So give me Georgia to sweep Missouri this week.
Dude, I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't have one.
Throw one out there. Take Tennessee to sweep Auburn. Do it, please.
I'm gonna go Florida.
Dang it,
South Carolina. If I was not an Alabama fan, I'd take Vandy, but I need it. So, because you're gonna be 5-3 next weekend, so I need to try and find one that could potentially get me at 5-3. So, but yeah, I think this weekend's, again, outside of that Missouri series, I think they're all going to be somewhat competitive. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's awesome. So right now, season ends today. How many is getting in? 12?
Season ends today, 13.
You going to put Kentucky in?
Yes. 10-11 in conference play. I think they're in. I think if you have, if I'm throwing 8-8 in Florida, 8-13 in there, I'm gonna respect the 10-11, and that 10 is a win versus Auburn, 2 versus Tennessee, a win versus Kentucky. I mean, sorry, Kentucky, Texas, 2 versus South Carolina. I'm trying to think who else they've played this year. Kentucky 2 versus A&M. So, their wins are pretty good.
Yeah.
And they haven't been swept. They haven't been swept. So I think I'm going 13. I think, I don't know, man. I kind of think Florida is my 13th team right now. I think Kentucky's 11, Florida, I mean, to A&M 12, and then Florida 13. But I think they're all in.
Yeah. All right. Well, I hope you're right. Mm-hmm. Because you need the best conference out there playing with as many as you can get. So maybe one day we'll get to where we can find a way to get all 16.
That would be wild. Every regional having a SEC team.
Yeah, that'd be beautiful. So, well, that's going to wrap up episode 8 of season 7 of It Just Means Less. We appreciate you listening. We will see you next week.